Like to welcome each and every person to the Awesome Women's Call. If you have any questions about this call, please feel free to call 888-230-2300. Again, 888-230-2300. And we have a few awesome women on this, and we are running this from Nancy's office in Tanglewood, all the way in Maryland. So we're on a whole new adventure today. So I think we have Linda on. We have Nancy, Rosanna, Melissa, and Megan, my new daughter-in-law.
Hello.
And then Ginger Ann, I believe, is joining us. She was going to try to help us with the recording, but was running into struggles. So she should be on there, too. And then I believe that there might not be anyone else because I didn't send out an email. I didn't know how to do it in the car.
Hi, Celeste here.
Oh, Celeste, you did join us. You were on last week too, right?
Yes, I was.
Yes, and you found us. All right, cool. Did you get a chance to take a look at the personality matrix coaching thing at all?
Yes, I did. I sent it back. Did you get it?
Okay. All right. Well, we might run over that as far as questions today and see if anyone has any questions. I did a few of them on my daughter and daughter-in-law in the car, so they kind of have an idea what we're talking about too. So what type of questions did you have about it?
I thought it was really good. I know from previous calls, Mark did those with me and with the, the self-assessment that he does. So I think it's really good with helping people understand how they function and how they work and, if they can actually put the results that they have from that and put it into practice on how it efficiently works for them, then it would be good for everyone to be more efficient, I guess. Sorry. I'm
right. What's your thoughts on, did you have any questions about, what they were asking, why they were asking the questions they were asking?
The type of questions
we had been asking is basically trying to find out a personality. So there was questions that went along with that. There was questions on how we learn. So there are questions on that, those of you that may not have the paper in front of you. And then there were questions on how you give love and how you receive love. And those type of things actually help people to figure out, okay, if I have a big challenge and I can figure out those type of things about myself, I might be able to figure out why I do the things I do and why I have the challenges I have. And so we worked through those with a few people so far. And so the questions right now that I'm kind of trying to touch base with is seeing what we can do to help people accomplish figuring out really what is a challenge and what are we going to do with it. And then the next thing is how we can go ahead and take our strengths and use them to fight through this challenge. Ginger Ann, did you get a chance to join us? She may not have. So, I think, Nancy, how about you? Do you have any questions? Because you had a chance to take a look at it. Mm-hmm. But I know that I went through these with my daughter-in-law, so I have hers and Melissa's with me, so they could probably look at their own answers that I scribbled for them on the way here.
Well, so I get the biggest challenge. So what is your biggest challenge? So I get that. And for me, it's putting up boundaries.
Okay.
To be able to accomplish things. I tend to get... So being able to put up those boundaries is a real challenge because I think I could go so much further if I was able to do that. So the then if you go down to step one, the examination, I wasn't quite sure how this was laid out because I didn't see the instructions of how to do the examination as far as the personality stuff.
Right.
Did I miss something? Or?
No, what happened was last call I was trying to walk people through it because I wanted to see whether it was something that was doable as far as someone doing it on their own or if it's something that they had to do with people walking them through it. And the whole objective is this is for me to one-on-one person.
Okay.
And so me doing it on the call was a practice session. It's the first time I had done it, and I was trying to do it on the call because I wanted to get a feedback from five different people on, okay, was this even doable as far as, you know, was I doing okay asking the questions?
Sure.
And so the feedback on this was just to get, you know, an idea, not necessarily feed out the answers and say, this is my biggest challenge. It was more feeling, okay, how did I ask the question? Did people understand what I was saying? And the step one examination, some people who don't even know anything about the shapes would have no idea what I was asking.
I see.
So that was the reason I had tried to touch base with that on the call.
So this is kind of a guide for you?
This is a guide.
Gotcha.
This is a guide.
Okay.
And when I did it, when I did this personality masteries coaching session with my son was driving, my husband was sitting there, which helped because he could critique what I was doing.
Yeah.
And he critiqued, you know, how I asked the question. And if I were to teach someone else to do this, how I am, and that's where we do things, sometimes how I do things automatically where someone else might not know the next question. Like, why do you do this? It doesn't say anything about why you do that. It doesn't ask that question, why do you do this? And so that was the feedback that we were trying to get, was trying to see what, you know, if people understood.
Mm-hmm.
So Celeste looked at it, and Celeste, the questions you had, you figured out your biggest challenge fairly easily?
You know what's funny is when I was filling it out, I wrote down my biggest challenge, and then after going through it and actually thinking through it more, I think my real biggest challenge actually came out. So then I'm like,
okay.
Oh.
So what did you find it was?
I get bored easily. Which
okay, so when you were doing it, you were like, this is kind of boring.
No, not that. It was, I just see, like, whenever I start something new, it's like I'm always excited about it, and, you know, I always, like, oh, it's just because I have time management issues, that's why I can't, I'm not progressing, and then if I'm not progressing fast enough, then I get bored with it, and then if I get bored with it, then I just completely stop it.
Gotcha. Okay, so finding out, asking these questions actually pinpoints what the real challenge is, not necessarily the one you thought it was.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha. Then did you find that, did you have any questions about what the personality questions where you'd ask somebody, said Mark went through those with you already?
Yeah, I think it actually helped me looking at it firsthand. It's because I went through that process with Mark that I kind of understood it already. So it
gotcha.
Wasn't difficult for me to understand. But coming from someone who may have just looked at it the first time, they're probably just wondering, well, what does that mean, you know?
Exactly. So that type of thing is just teaching somebody what this is. And so going through this was supposed to be like a guideline for me to go ahead and go through it with each person and
okay.
kind of get an idea. And so when you look it over after you kind of know that, is there any other questions you think should be asked on this type of questionnaire, shall I say, that would help us to pinpoint how to help a person?
I can't think of any. Well, one that stood out for me from when I was on the phone with Mark about it was, you know, he's like, if you're getting coached, what is the best way for someone to coach you?
Right.
And I don't know if that's answered in the love language one, because I could see how it could be. That was just a big one to me personally when I was on the call with him in regards to my session, because I know that if someone just came at me and said, you are completely doing this wrong, you don't know what you're doing, like, I just immediately turn off instead of, like...
Right. I think that one of the things that question in itself is actually an eye-opener for each person. So if I ask Nancy, taking your biggest challenge, what would it take for me to go ahead and get you to do that, to work on that challenge and do what you needed to do? What would it take?
Identifying why this happens, why
okay.
why I am so, I have difficulty putting boundaries up, and in turn what happens is it snowballs and I can't get tasks accomplished on a timely basis or not at all.
Okay, so if we broke it down and we said, okay, Nancy, in order for you to go ahead and to put boundaries up, you need to do something. Let's say lock your door from 2 to 4. Are you going to be able to do that?
Probably not.
Okay. So the type of thing is, so somebody coming up and telling you, Nancy, this is what you need to do. If you don't know what to do, would you be able to try something new?
Yes, I would try it. I would have to see how.
Probably see whether it'd work or not. So sometimes we think we've got the answer, and all of us do that. Some of us think we have the answer to our biggest challenge, and we know how somebody's supposed to respond to us, or how they're supposed to respond if we procrastinate, or how we're supposed to respond if we don't have an urgency. But when it comes down to it and they actually do that for you, you go, this didn't work. How come it didn't work? Well, maybe that's why we still have the biggest challenge in the first place, is because we keep thinking that that's the way it's going to work, but somebody else outside of us might have a better idea. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we're working through this, is trying to come up with people that can come on the outside of us and look inside and say, hey, if we had this challenge for this many years and we haven't been able to fix it, and someone comes in and says, oh, I know what you should do, and they can help us, listening and going ahead and taking someone's advice might be the exact answer we need. It might not necessarily be from the coach itself. I may say, Nancy, you know what? I think I'm not going to be able to coach you, maybe because I have the same challenge myself. But I say, you know what? Melissa's probably better at that. She's probably going to be able to figure out how to answer. I stick Melissa on you. You may go, I don't think she's going to work with me. But you can just see, I mean, if you've had the challenge this long, what's another 6 months of, you know,
sure,
figuring it out if it comes down to it? If we can solve it faster, that'd be awesome. But sometimes, you know, it's a trial and error thing, and it may be somebody outside of our own comfort zone to be able to do it. So that's kind of what we're trying to figure out. And a lot of the questions at the bottom are like, well, what is this? Is it solutions? Is it one-on-one coaching? Or is it just getting on a conference call? Like, Nancy's on quite a few conference calls, and she gets a lot of great ideas, I think, that she is able to implement right away. And some of us, you know, have not been on any conference calls at all, but have seen how people have worked through some of their challenge and go, oh, I should try that. Or maybe I can do this. And so, or even... I'm not a business person. I not run a business. I help with a business, but I have not run a business. I have not, you know, done one-on-one coaching. I have not done these kind of things. But I have raised 7 children, and let me tell you, there's a lot of coaching involved in that in itself. And I have seen some of the challenges they've had that I would rather, you know, other people not have to go through. So learning from other experienced people's experiences has actually helped me to be able to be a better coach in that area. Melissa, any outside perspectives you might have?
Not really. I somewhat agree with the fact that if the more perspective you get from other people, the more you're able to I guess, game perspective, if that makes sense. Calls or off the calls, just listening to what, like these questions, for example, like you won't be able to figure this out on your own, but the way that Rosanna does those things and asks those questions, you can learn from that and even do it in people in your own life, whether they're on the conference calls or not. So.
Right, and this is going out on a website also, so this is actually something you can print off, and once you get, you know, someone walking you through it, you can actually ask those questions to someone else, and you can help walk them through it or point them to someone who can help them do that. That's a kind of the idea of the whole thing. Does anybody have any questions? I know Nancy said something. She'd like to know a little bit more about the love languages.
That was, yeah, last week.
Okay. Yep. So last week we talked about just some of the questions that were on it. And since all of us, they seem to have the paper in front of us, unless Ginger Ann's joined us, I didn't send one to her. But the personality coaching questions, they have one of them is asking what your love language is, and that's the type of language that you do to show love to others. And the five of them are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. So if I were to give love to you, how would you like me to do that? And that's the type of thing that we're looking at. So words of affirmation is saying, you know what, Nancy, I think you're doing a great job in your in what you, you know, you run in your office, it's organized. That's words of affirmation, thinking that it's really you're doing a good job. Quality time means, okay, you know, Nancy, why don't you and I go out for some coffee, and you and I can just talk and talk over things, that type of thing. That's the type of quality time, or maybe Alan taking you out to a nice dinner, or doing something that you like to do together, like a walk or, you know, something like that. Receiving gifts is kind of self-explanatory, basically giving, you know, somebody something that you like them to have, or maybe something you know. Like my mother-in-law and father-in-law, they collected lighthouses, and I teased my kids, just remember, because they did this to me, just remember all those lighthouses that came to me when I passed. You're getting them back. Guess what? I got them all back because they just passed, and I have a whole ton of lighthouses that I handed off to them because that was something that I knew they liked and gathered. The other one is acts of service. It's like doing something for someone, like maybe helping with the dishes after dinner or jumping up and saying, oh, you know what? I'll go get that thing from the dry cleaners for you. You don't have to do that. And then physical touch is just basically, you know, reaching across, maybe hugging, maybe touching hands, maybe, you know, I know I always run my hands through my husband's hair, so it's just a physical touch thing, something that I know that he likes, and it just, you know, does something for him. So those are the type of things that you look at and you go, how do I feel loved? So when you're on the receiving end, how do I feel loved on those? So you just go through them and number them as far as how you feel loved. Also, on the other end is how you give love. How do you do it? When you go out, when you want to show somebody you care, you may not know them well enough to figure out the first, you know, what their five love languages are. You may have to find that out. You know, like Megan and John are finding out what their love languages are because they're just newly married. And they have this, you know, okay, well, you know what? I like words of affirmation, but, you know, I kind of like gifts better or something like that. So you'll find out by asking people those questions so you can actually show love to the way they like to be loved, not necessarily how you like to give it. And so I think that might be helpful because some people just, you know, don't touch me. Don't give me a hug. That's my number five. Don't touch me. You know, and so you got to know that in order to go ahead and give them love that they want and need. I just want to make sure I don't run over on this. Any other questions that you might have?
How do you do this, the visual, the verbal, and the kinesthetic?
Okay, so that is how we learn. So do we learn better by seeing it done? Do we learn better by hearing it, like, okay, like a sermon or something like that, do we do better by hearing it, or do we do better by actually doing it, like going out and serving others? So, you know, someone, we could see it on a movie, somebody serving. Does that help us to want to serve? But the pastor says you should serve others. Okay, does that help us learn better, or is it actually doing the job? And so I think that it also is in school. You think about how you learned in school. What was easier for you to write the spelling words 10 times, or for you to see them and just catch it right away, or did you go ahead and hear? Okay, I spell receive. You know, I before E, accept after C. That type of thing. How did you learn the best? And so those are the type of things for that.
I've also heard that if you look up, look down, or look, that also plays.
I believe Mark has done some study on that as far as which direction you look, and that's how you're best learn.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure of. I don't remember that from school. My husband used to tease me. My elementary education taught me how to color very well.
One way to do this is a VAK, visual, auditory, kinesthetic.
Uh-huh.
Visual is up.
Okay.
Auditory is to the right, to the side. Either way, left or right, it depends upon if it's past or future, whatever, and kinesthetic almost always is down to the right.
Down to the right. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. That's awesome.
You're welcome. It's an NLP thing that's gotten further out. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
The what thing?
NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh, okay. And that's right, Linda's done a lot of studying on that, so she would know. I should have asked you, Linda. I'd have known that, but better.
I got the first certification a long time ago.
I'm trying to keep track of what I'm doing. Sometimes I look up, sometimes I look down.
Right.
Everybody has all of this stuff, okay? Yeah. But your major one is, you've got like a 70-20-10%, and kinesthetic is not one of most people's major things. Okay, that is one of my major things.
Doing
kinesthetic.
Kinesthetic.
You have to touch it to learn it.
No, my eyes go to the lower right. I have to feel it. Not necessarily touch things. I have to feel about what it feels like for me.
Ah, okay.
How about if your eyes go to the left?
Generally, they don't have anything for down to the left.
Okay.
Now, generally, left is past, and right is future, and, you know, straight ahead is, you know, whatever. Most people are visual. The second most common is auditory. And the least most common is kinesthetic.
Cool. Good to know.
That's great.
Interesting.
Thanks.
Linda, do you have any information you could pass on to us? I'd love to read up on this or just...
There's a book called Frogs into Princes. And I can't remember. It was one of the early NLP books.
Okay.
Bandler and Grindel, or Grindel and Bandler, something like that, were the ones that actually made this more popular. It's based off of Milton Erickson's hypnosis, and there's this other gal, too, and I can't remember her name offhand, that they found out. Because if you go to Milton Erickson when he was alive, you walk in, you talk to him, you walk out, and you are fixed.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, but it's also, okay, how you hear things, how you see things, how you feel things, things like this. And people, you know, what you can do is if you can make people go in and access all of their different types of stuff. But people don't see this. And you can also do a lot of change and stuff like that. I took some classes in England with an NLP person.
Awesome. Well, we have about 3 minutes left on this segment here. Does anybody else have any questions or comments on what we discussed today, and did it make sense? Is there things that you think would be good to add to these questions? I don't know. Linda, did you have the questions in front of you at all or no?
I wrote them down. I don't have them in front of me.
Okay. Personality Mastery Challenge Coaching. It might be on there now. personalitymasteries.com/coaching/challenge.
Okay.
This thing here?
Yeah, I believe that's supposed to be on. My websites are getting developed, and so, yeah, that is what's supposed to be there.
And Linda, I could just email it to you. I'll just forward
yeah.
it to you. I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, fine. That'll be easier because I started to write it down and I'm going to have to split. I've got to be somewhere before 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close this out, this segment. I appreciate each of you joining us today. If you have any questions about this call, please feel free to call 888-230-2300. Again, 888-230-2300. And if you have any questions you'd like to text or email me, you can text me at 630-649-4059. Thanks. And this is Rosanna. Thanks for joining. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.